Electro Bolt! PK Fire! How do you feel about, in the Tales of games, characters saying the move name every time? Is that a pro or a con for you?
I think it works. I only played one Tales of game, and I did the battling with the main character controlled for like the first hour, and then I realized I could put even the main character on auto battle. So I turned the entire game to easy mode and main character auto battle. And then like for the next 99% of the game, I did not have to do anything. Like a fight starts and you can set the controller down. And your character is just a bunch of Smash Bros. Nonsense happens in front of you. And then you play the game again.
I didn't know you could set the main characters to auto. That's pretty cool.
It may depend, like, that was specifically Tales of Vesperia, and maybe not every Tales game lets you do that.
I think that is an older one, though, so maybe.
Yeah, this is a Switch re-release of it. I've also played Tales of Berseria, and it was okay. I only played it, like, 10 hours, because it felt like the characters weren't particularly interesting or dynamic after, like, 10 hours, and I'm like, look, you've had a lot of time to get good.
My thing with Berseria is I've always wanted to play it because I think it's, like, up my alley. I think I would like it, but it is a prequel to Zestiria. Sure. And so I have started and tried to play Zestiria 3 separate times, but that one I just really don't feel. Like, they have very different vibes. And okay. So I know I should just play Berseria, but, like, it's tough because I'm like, well, it's the same world as the other one that came out first, though.
Yeah, it didn't feel like myself. I needed to know. Like, it didn't feel like I was missing a huge amount of backstory by just playing Berseria. We didn't have a bunch of questions about who the fuck are these people. It was very explicitly, there's like an evil guy and he wants to be the evil pope, and so he kills the world with demons. And then he's got this plot where first he like revives all the demons, and then he personally kills the demons, so it looks like he saved the world, but actually he caused the disaster too.
That's kind of sick.
And then, like, you, the main character, got killed during this whole thing, and also your brother got killed, but you were so full of rage at being betrayed by this dude that you knew that your, like, rage turns you into a demon instead of having you die or whatever.
Well, that's why I wanted to play it, because, like, I was really in the mood, and I have continued to be in the mood, to play a game with just a really mad main character. I think that's why Stranger of Paradise really landed with me.
If you wait till it's on sale, on Steam, it's, like, $5. So, there's, like, no reason not to get it for $5. It's definitely worth $5.
Yeah. Because, like, so, my understanding is that the games take place thousands of years apart. Like, Zestiria came out first, and my understanding is Berseria is, like, thousands of years prior to just explain how the world ended up, how it is at the start of Zestiria.
Yeah.
But in Zestiria, your main character is, like, a good boy, church boy, sword man, and he's one of just, like, and sometimes I'm down for the generic happy-go-lucky protagonist, but sometimes I'm just like, no, I want to play the angry demon girl, though.
Yeah, imagine if Christina V voiced a very angry demon girl. It was just angry about everything all the time. Anytime anything comes up, it's, hey, how does this further my quest to kill that one dude that I want to kill? And other people are like, we kind of have problems too, you know? And she's like, no, I only want to kill that one dude. I don't care about your problems.
The first trailer I saw that game, I was so sold. Like, it basically was just that, her just raging. Oh, he's smiling.
Okay.
Serge, what the fuck? Are we gonna go in there, Serge? Are we gonna do it?
We're having...
Are you gonna warn her?
A flash sideways? Because we're in the parallel universe. Because it's not a flash forward or back. Because this is universes, not times.
just where it's like a
flash
lost.
Sideways.
Kid says, come on, mate.
Oh, I thought we had to do one more dragon, but like, oh, okay, everyone's here. Finally, we've been expecting you. I have nothing personal against you, but anyone who hinders our plan must be eliminated. I am rather sorry about that.
Thanks.
Whoops.
I actually kind of appreciate it. Thanks. Apology accepted. I like this room with the dragons.
Yeah, for some warming up first, eh? And come on now, lads, I will take you on.
Oh, they fight us one at a time?
Okay, yeah.
Eat Luminaire, old man.
Wow.
Should have tag-teamed, idiot. Really, they should have. It's like, there are three of us, right? Like, it's fine. Like...
85.
Electrobolt 1! Do you like knowing how much HP these people have? Or do you not like knowing?
I mean, we can know. Is 100 damage a lot or not a lot?
A lot, yeah. Yeah, he has 820, so...
Oh, okay.
He also does have higher defense than magic defense, so... So fuck him, basically.
Let's go with Magma Burst.
I'm
presuming from the fact that it starts you on the rightmost column that that's also your strongest spells, but I got no idea.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
So it's arranged in columns.
And it's not by element.
I don't know what's up with anything that's going on, but we'll just try a bunch of stuff.
Oh, I like that one. That was cool. Oh, he's doing combos, old man.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna combo Magma Burst plus one on this guy's...
Magma Burst plus one!
Boom.
Yeah, so my memories of Tales of really stem from Tales of Symphonia, which is getting that remaster.
He is getting that remaster.
I'm gonna play it for nostalgia if it's not $80. Time will tell when it releases that.
I almost started playing it, the GameCube version of it once, and then I was just like, wait, actually, I probably don't want to get into a game this long.
It's fucking long.
Yeah.
It is a long game. But then you can hear Lloyd go, Demon Fang! Demon Fang! Double Demon Fang! Demon Fang!
Demon Fang. Yeah... Yeah,
I should probably play Arise too.
You know, I've also heard that Arise is okay, and then I looked at the Steam review. Like, I had my games ranked by Steam reviews, or my wish list. You can rank the wish list by Steam reviews. And
oh,
then at one
cool.
point, I had Arise on the list, and then I noticed it sorted in the list a lot lower than a lot of the other things that I had wish listed, and I'm like, well, I guess that means I don't have to play Tales of Arise.
Interesting. I'd only heard good things. I wonder if something happened.
You know, I think it just... I don't know that it had specifically bad reviews. It just sort of had, like, you know, like 70% good or whatever.
I see.
A lot of the other stuff is, like, niche indie stuff where, like, the only people that are going to review it in the first place are people that are going to give 100% to that type of game, you know?
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. You are a worthy opponent. But let us see how you do now. I shall give it my all.
Hell Prot's behind.
Thanks, you traitor. You were extremely useful in helping me make my way around these islands. I appreciate your help, General. However, I no longer have any need for you. This fort shall serve as a fine grave marker for you and your dragoons. May you rest in peace.
Damn! Forgive me, Riddle.
Now, let this place be your final resting place as well.
Oh, come on, Lynx. You're going down.
Okay.
Teleprots behind you. Nothing personnel, kid. Okay. I actually love this. This isn't a criticism.
Yeah.
But I want to point out, he was 5 feet away from the general, behind him, And he did not walk behind the general. He genuinely fucking, like, shadow teleported behind him.
Well, that's how the move works.
It's fucking sick. Like,
it's like
it's a special ninja attack.
Sick. If he had, it has to do a move and an attack as a single action. It's just.
It was his Shikuchi. I get it. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, Pathfinder time. My Laughing Shadow Mages in Pathfinder 2nd Edition does have the spell Dimensional Assault, mm-hmm. where I warp 15 feet and then I make a strike at the end of the warp. Oh no, the stream died for me. Did the call die?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, I hear you. I just, the video stream is not working for me.
Alright, let me stop the stream. Stop streaming. And then turn on.
I want to see links because this is the game.
Oh no, this is me. I don't want to turn. No, I want to turn on. Chronocross. What are you doing, buddy?
Are you fucking me, Discord? Is it Discord's fault?
It could be.
We're like in like a big climactic boss fight, and they're like, I don't know about video.
All the stuff like paused because when I went to start fiddling with Discord, then the process paused. Okay, can you see it now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant. Look up the Catman.
We're gonna magma burst.
Magma burst.
I haven't played Pathfinder 2nd Edition. But
I love it.
If it's anything like Pathfinder 1st Edition, I feel like I'm not sure it's really going to have gone in the direction that I think a 3rd Edition-like game, a D&D 3rd Edition-like game should go.
It is not like 1st Edition at all, basically.
Okay. What would be your highlights of how it's particularly different?
It's hard to, like, nail down specifics of it, but first edition Pathfinder, I felt miserable playing.
Okay.
And second, I don't. So, I think a big thing, I have been talking about it a little bit lately, I think a big thing is 3.5, and probably 3, but I don't know much about 3, who does, right?
I do.
First set Pathfinder, they seem like they were the min-maxer's dream. And this meant, if you were familiar with the system, and you knew all the moving pieces of it, you could make a character that was like a super god.
Yeah.
However, what this meant was, if you first play Pathfinder in 2018, I want to say, and you're with a group of people that have been playing it for a decade, but you're a new player, you have two paths in front of you.
Sure.
One path is, you make your own character, but you don't know all the moving pieces, you don't know all the splat books, you don't know all the feet. And so you make a character just mostly using the core rule book and maybe another splat book. Yeah. At most, maybe one other, right? Because you're a new player, right?
Sure.
So you're like, I'm gonna keep it simple. I'm gonna make a great sword fighter. And you do. And then you start playing, and you're like, oh, this guy's, like, Slayer Ranger is deleting the battlefield, and I'm doing fucking nothing. And, like, this wizard is rewriting reality, and, like, I feel like I shouldn't have even made a character and showed up.
Wow.
And so if you make your own character as a new player with people that have played a very long time, it feels like you're useless. So then the alternative, because I said there's two roads ahead of you, right? The alternative is you follow a guide and you get the GM who's been playing for a while to help you make a character. And so you make this cool build of this, I'm using real examples. You do this cool build of, I might have to get into it later. We defeated Lynx.
I can't believe we defeated Lynx.
I guess we could hover on this screen. I'll finish the thought.
Okay, yeah.
So the alternate path was, okay, well, making my own character sucked because I felt really weak compared to people that understood the system because they're able to, like, you know, optimize and min-max, like, super hard in ways I just genuinely don't understand. So I'm like, hey, well, I'll look into guides and get the DM's direct help. So then we make, like, a cool lizard folk transmutation wizard for me. And I'm playing the game, and I'm slapping shit. This character is so strong. But then I have this moment where I'm like, I followed a build guide. This really doesn't feel like my character or, like, the choices I'd make. And so I realized that style of game is just not fun to me because the gulf between knowing it and not knowing it is so massive that as a new player, unless the group you're playing with is also new, to me, I don't have fun following a pre-made guide, but I also don't have fun if my character feels like 5% when everybody else feels like 100%, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so one of my favorite things with PF2E is not necessarily a specific change they made, but more just like that gulf is way smaller between like optimization versus like, oh, I'm new and I'm kind of fucking around. Like, it's hard to make like a shit character. And I like that because it means like somebody like me can experiment and slowly get better at the system. But in my experimentation, I never feel super weak because it feels clear enough how things interact with one another. And the options are typically more like horizontal than vertical, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so to me, it feels better because it feels like a system that I can experiment with without then like sacrificing power too much.
That is...
Yeah. To me, that's
not
the big
dissimilar
difference.
From the variation of third edition that I ended up liking the most is a thing called Tome, which kind of
Ooh,
went.
I've heard of Tome. Yeah.
It went the opposite direction of Pathfinder. Instead of trying to say, oh, we made fighters and wizards balance with each other by taking away the wizard options that were too good, it says, no, the baseline is the monster manual because there's actually so many monsters that it's literally impossible to rewrite all the monsters. So they're the baseline, and the casters can keep up with the monsters, and the fighters can't. So give the fighters more until they keep up with the monsters, and just everyone is a superhero, and that's just how this game is actually going to work. And so there's a lot more auto-scaling stuff, like you get a deflection bonus to armor class, and it's just one-third your level, and you just, when you have a deflection bonus... If you get it at level 1, then it's 1. If you get level 17, it's still one-third your level, and just you have the deflection bonus, you know? So it is... There's some verticality, but there's... It's a weird mix of vertical and horizontal, because, like, you're trying to grab up... Like in terms of min-maxing, you're trying to grab up all sorts of bonuses and stuff, but once you have them, they all auto-scale. So this even applies to feats, where, like, you get these combat feats, and they scale off your base attack bonus. So you get the feat at level 1, and your base attack bonus is 1, you only get 1 benefit. You get the feat at when level 15, you get a new feat. Well, your base attack bonus is 15 now, so you get the 1st and the 11th and the 15th base attack bonus benefits. And it sort of automatically backfills. So there aren't trees of stuff that you have to have gotten in the right order since the beginning of time. There's a whole bunch of cool scaling things that you accrete like a dragon, putting benefits in your pile of murder power.
That does sound pretty cool. I feel like I would like Tome, because you reminded me, the fucking Pathfinder one, like the first edition Pathfinder feat chains, fuck that shit.
So
oh
bad.
My god, fuck that shit so much.
I don't know... A lot of people are like, oh, they fixed feats because they made more feat chains. And I'm like, no, feat chains are the opposite of fixing anything.
Yeah, feat chain bad. At most, I want to see something chain into one other thing that is just an evolution. At most.
All right, Lynx says... wait, what was Lynx?
You're more trouble than I thought. But do you really think your skills are superior to mine?
Sorry, loser. Okay, is Kid gonna die, do you think?
I keep almost describing what is happening on screen, and then I keep remembering, no, that's Brett's role. I'm not supposed to say what's happening on screen.
Let's see. Surge, have you ever questioned who you really are?
Surge.
What has been the significance of your existence up until now? On that ominous day 10 years ago, the boundary of space and time was torn, and part of me, in fact, died. What the fuck?
Cut to CG Panther might be the funniest cut I've ever fucking seen. That's so good.
If you're gonna re-release this game in HD, run an AI upscaler over this video.
I like it. Nah, this is good.
Yeah, but a little higher resolution, like double the resolution.
Oh, he's just a kibby cat.
It's just a cute kibby cat.
I might have to check if the cat got fed soon. I'll wait till after the scene, though.
You cannot defeat me, Sarge. Erasing my existence would be the same as wiping out your own.
I don't understand. Don't be taken in by his rubbish, Sarge. This guy's full of it.
Huh. We'll see about that. There are two sides to every coin. Life and death, love and hate, they are all the same.
What did you say? Talk some sense, will ya? Oh, more CG! Oh, Serge is tweaking. Fucking Animorphs!
So, it's not that the other Serge is sideways Serge. The other Serge is a Panther Man, apparently.
Yeah, their souls merged, I think. Maybe?
Oh, wait. It's all quiet. Did we get east? Did we get reverse sideways?
Oh no! Wait, did he take our is this a body swap? Serge, what's wrong?
Okay, this was my guess. I don't know if I said it previously, but my guess is that, yeah, like, Serge is gonna turn evil and stab Kid.
Oh, yeah. Lynx, what have you done to Serge? Serge, you alright? I think that Serge might be in Lynx's body, and I think Lynx might be now in Serge's body, because he didn't want to be a Panther Man.
Yes, I'm fine. I'm just fine, Kid.
You dropped your knife.
What? Oh, okay, so I hit the left stick and moved Lynx.
What are you doing, Lynx? Now's your chance, Kid. Kill him!
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. Oh, no. Kid's doing a murder walk right now, Jesus. This is the end of you, Lynx. Say your prayers. Skelly's just vibing. He's like, he's just down. Oh, no. So, like... are we gonna kill Serge?
Oh, we're playing as Lynx now!
Oh, we're playing as Lynx! Feral cats! Yes!
Raid feral cats!
Yes! Yes! There's so many! There's so many more than I thought there'd be! Holy shit! You idiots don't know we have God Mod. Fucking wipe you. I wonder if this is one you're supposed to lose. It'd be so funny if not. Or like, if yes, but you can win.
Yeah. Alright. Well, we got any other super... Alright, yeah, we'll dash and slash. Oh, 13 whole damage, you say? Well!
Alright.
You know...
maybe we're more of a caster.
Yeah, I mean, what anything we got? Over here. I think we can drop a meteorite on them. Oh, single enemy.
That's good.
Single enemy. I think we're gonna have to suffer through a lot of single enemy animations.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, good damage, though. Good damage.
One or two.
Oh, the camera didn't follow him. Okay. That's so funny. So, I wasn't expecting this. I am kind of hoping there's more crazy shit that happens at the end of this fight, though. That's my hope.
Oh, she does it to us! We get hit with the red pin!
No!
Yeah, I mean, so far, if the big reveal is that the evil bad guy can body swap you, I've seen that story.
What I'm curious about is, like, where it goes from here. Almost like, how long is this game? That's the other question, is, like, how far in is this?
I don't know. You look it up on how long to beat. And then assume that whatever they say, it's going to take twice as long as that, because the game is bullshit.
About 35 hours.
Oh my gosh, we're at, like, 10... Wait. Okay, here's a question. How far through the walkthrough's table of contents is the Fort Dragonia? Yes.
That is a good question. Ooh, okay, so after this, we're basically, like, we're at the end of 13, so I'll say part 14. It looks like it goes to part 29. Oh, wait, multiple of these, though, are stuff like, party recruit, wipe that out. Characters in text 1, wipe that out. Text and summons, wipe that out. Character in text 2, wipe that out. So that brings it down to, like, 25 parts. So we're over halfway if we don't care about getting characters.
I don't think we care about anything regarding this game.
I'm like, there's curiosity, which isn't caring. It's not quite caring, but it's like getting close.
You know,
it's like approaching.
So I was playing Persona 5 Royal, mm-hmm. and I did the first 3 dungeons. It's like
that's farther than I've got.
There's a lot to the game. Mm-hmm. But then after a bit, I found out that there's a Persona 5 anime, and then I just watched the anime. I just watched a 26-episode anime, and I got the plot that way. And
I think you might just like anime.
Well, but there is a certain... I mean, well, first of all, I do like anime, but there's a certain amount of game you can ask of me in a story-based game to get to more story. And I feel like Persona 5 might be over the line in terms of, like, how much I have to do to advance the plot.
When it comes to Persona, I like the bullshit, though.
I mean, I kind of like it. I guess I just... So Persona 5... everything is, like, on that schedule. Like you're doing stuff day by day, you know, and all that.
Yes.
And you have to do each dungeon within certain time limits, and you have all these stats that you need to manage, and there's all these, relationships that you need to manage.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it right, then, like, you've just run out of time and you've missed a bunch of stuff. And
yes.
So that combination of things means that there's not actually... Like, it didn't feel like there was too much space to have any player creativity in how to really play things out. And so
there is, if you accept failure.
Well, okay, yes. If I accept that I'm just going to fail a lot of stuff, but maybe. If I generally want to get most of the things or whatever, right? Then I, like, kind of have to...
You gotta follow a guide.
You gotta follow a guide or something. And then it's like 100 hours of picking the menu option that a guide told me to pick. And I'm like, I don't know that I need to do that for 100 hours.
So what you described is why I love the game, but it is also why, like, everyone I live with... Because, like... Everyone I live with has watched me play 5 specifically, because, like, I'm playing Persona 3 as well right now, but on my Switch Lite, so.
Yeah.
5 was on the TV, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone I lived with was, like, interested in the game, but when they saw the time pressure stuff, they were just like, oh, I don't think I can play this. So, like, I get it. I do get it. But for me, I fucking love, like, so, some of my favorite games, just to rattle off. I love the Persona shit, especially Persona 3. I love XCOM 1 and 2, and, the remake one, sorry, Kai.
Can I interrupt here for just one moment? Yes. I just want to point out that we are officially out of elementals.
Yeah, so we got a punch.
We are in auto fight zone.
We could try losing.
What does the guide say we're supposed to lose?
Let me see. Watch the events unfold, and you'll soon find yourself fighting your friends in the wrong body. This is a battle you cannot ultimately win. Wow. If you manage to win, it's short-lived. So you can win.
Alright, we'll turn off all the stuff. And we'll just,
But yeah, I love the Persona stuff. And I love XCOM 1 and 2, the remake, sorry Kai. And I love Dead Rising 1 and 2. And yep. So, all of those games, what they have in common is... the game puts hard time limits on you where you don't have enough time to do everything. And for some reason, I love that shit. I'm just like, yeah, I just accept I'm not gonna see it all. And I'm like, it's almost freeing in a way. Where like games without time limits, I'm like, well, I could 100% it, so I feel like I should. Where ones with...
Should we go back to reading the lines?
Yeah.
All right.
You did it, kid.
Yeah.
So, oh wait, I was about to describe what we're seeing.
Now, finish him. What's wrong? Settle it once and for all. Here, hand me your dagger. I'll finish him off.
Uh-oh.
Wee-oo. Watch this, kid. Whoa. I'll avenge Luca for you. Die, Lynx!
Wait, what? Wait! What do you mean, avenge Luca? What the fuck?
I don't know. The Luca goers have all been murdered by Lynx the cat.
What? Yeah. Kid? He's your foe, isn't he?
How do you know Luca's name?
What are you talking about, kid?
Not once did I ever mention Luca's name to you, Serge. No. Don't tell me you're... Oh, here it is! Oof. I really like how they animated this, actually, like, and shot it, cinematography-wise.
Yeah, the direction on this cutscene is very good.
I'm sorry. I am sad about kids stabbing, but that was fucking funny.
So I guess I lost money on the bet.
Oh, what was the bet?
I was betting that it was gonna be somehow the Surge from the other time, like, wasn't dead or something, and so that was the evil Surge.
Oh, right,
but it
yes.
Turns out, well, it was a body swap.
That's kind of half true, though.
We didn't
it? Like,
well,
makes the Surge have
no,
a connection?
I don't. I feel like if you're gonna make if you're gonna call the shot, then you gotta call it properly. Mm. Body swap feels sufficiently different from Otherworld Imposter.
That's fair.
How
are we doing the Brett lines again?
Oh, wait, Brett reads the lines. So, Brett, you can see what's on screen right now. It says Mr. S, ... Y, ... ! ! So just say that.
Quiet!
Oh, no! Oh, what? We just got Brett killed!
This is the end of the road for you, kid.
Ugh, you're Lynx, ain't you?
I'll send you to see Luca.
Oh, wait, did you notice that his character portrait's different?
Oh, he's like, ooh,
he's got like a little fang, and he's just all grumpy and grizzled.
Oh, a little fang!
I'll finish you off later. Look at yourself, Serge. I mean, Lynx. Excellent. The enmity is growing. The only thing pure in this world is enmity. Well, then, the time has come for the curtain to fall. Your services are no longer needed. Your existence is worthless. Farewell, Serge.
Why did he need this body?
Finally, I have the key. The key to the gate of fate. The time has finally come for the frozen flame to awaken. Okay. What? Wait, we're not done yet. I was going to guess an answer to your question. Come to the Sea of Eden, Serge. Should you wish to end your dream of 10 years ago?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, let love bleed. Darker and deeper than the seas of hell.
Oh, wait, was that supposed to be still him? I thought that was like a ghost voice.
I think so?
Oh, nothing.
Question mark.
Nothing makes much sense anymore. It's a PlayStation game.
Kid. So, okay, I hope the Luca they're talking about is a different Luca. Because if you tell me some fucking cat man just killed her, like, what the fuck?
Oh.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool. It's like a watercolor painting.
Okay. We're in colored pencil kindergartner world.
Can you talk to those eyes?
I'm trying to get to the save point.
Oh, yeah, I guess this is maybe a good stopping point, too.
How does one get... Again, this is a PlayStation game. How do you get anywhere? You don't. You fumble around and mash
A. Maybe we gotta,
A.
Like, go inside.
Maybe we can go behind the tree.
Is this a Chrono Trigger song?
I don't think this one is.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
It's locked from the inside.
Locked from the inside.
What? Okay. So the geometry makes no sense. And then... Okay.
You're just teasing us with that save point.
Yeah, how the heck do you touch the save point? Can't go back here.
That save point is not meant for us.
I guess this isn't the end of the episode because we can't finish the game. I guess we gotta keep going. We gotta just walk up this colored pencil barf town.
Barf Town.
No, actually, I do like the look of Barf Town.
I would vomit here.
Well, this water is flowing uphill, so that's
Oh, that's cool. I didn't catch that.
Setting.
This is pretty neat. Oh, we have to maybe roll that boulder down.
I think we have to roll the meatball.
Things.
We have to roll the meatball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh wait, can we get in the building?
Well, we probably can. We probably can, but I'm gonna go down and keep rolling the meatball. I think we have to keep rolling.
Yep. Oh, double meatball!
We double meatball.
Oh, maybe that'll unlock the save.
Oh, that could unlock the save.
You gotta destroy the Where'd the meatballs go? Where are the meatballs?
We've got to revive.
Oh. Oh, it just got us the chest. I don't think the meatballs got us anything except that chest.
It didn't let us go.
That's some rough paschetti. Oof.
We still can't access the save point.
Banned.
So you were saying something before we died or something.
Yeah. I think it might have been I like time pressure games.
I think they the thing is, me. It's not that, like, you can't do it all in a single save. You literally can do it all in a single save if you do it just right.
Oh, is that the case in 5?
In Persona 5, yeah. In Persona 5, you can, like, get all the stuff. Mm. If you schedule it all properly, you can end up doing it all fine. But you have to follow a guide to get the scheduling of your entire game just right. So it feels like there's not much player creativity to, like, go different routes or whatever. And also, like, I don't know about every XCOM game, but when I played one of the XCOM remake games, a game file was, like, several hours, but it wasn't, like, impossibly long. So when you, like, played for 2 or 3 hours and you ended up losing, then, like, that's not the worst, you know? It's like, if you lose at a grand strategy game, you expect that you won't necessarily win every single time. Like every Civ game, you don't necessarily win every Civ game. But with a JRPG that is story-based with many cutscenes and stuff that you're going to have to watch over again if you restart the game, and the game is like 50, 60, 70, 100 hours, then it's like, well, fuck off with that stuff about, you know, you got to play it multiple times.
I play everything slow, so my XCOM 2 took me, like, 80 hours, I think. It's not supposed to. That's a me thing.
Well, but like, I had a game where I just save-scummed a lot to eventually get through all the missions, and, you know, it was maybe 12, 15 hours before, like, one save file that I ended up beating it. Like, it's, and that's, you know, usually you would restart more often as you're learning. But it's not 100. Right? Like, Persona 5 is like 100 hours, and it's a lot of story hours.
Yes. Sorry, we have to walk up the right branch to knock a piece of fruit off the tree.
What?
Oh, the red fruit on the, if you go the other way. So I could be mistaken. But from memory, I think in Persona 3...
How are we supposed to know that that's a thing? What? What the fuck?
We can get inside now. Ha ha ha. Foolish gremlin. Do you want to be Sprig or shall I?
I guess I'll be Sprig. Hey, you! What are you doing in me house? I figured you for another wandering spirit. How many years has it been since a physical being wandered into this world? Very strange indeed. Oh, wow, I can't read many of his lines. Rightly so. The world is controlled by chance and chaos. Anything can happen as quick as a week. Nobody knows. Something you have today may be gone tomorrow, just like this berry I'm holding. Important stuff, irreplaceable stuff. All these may come to arm with superlatives. And what's frightening is there'd be absolutely no meaning to what happens in our daily lives. Meaning is non-existent. No matter what's born, lost, or changed, it's beyond calculation. So we've met a nihilist.
Yeah.
There'd be no one or nothing watching over you. Such is life.
Damn, okay. Are you one of those...
I'm going to bed. I suggest you rest up, too. And he just... Sure.
I can't tell if he's, like... Because the thing is, you know, you meet a nihilist. It's like, well, are you one of the happy ones or one of the sad ones? I can't tell yet with this guy. So, I think maybe... Oh.
Well, say your thing.
Oh, I was gonna say, I think maybe if we go down the ladder, we might find that safe.
Oh, yeah, that might be it.
Just a second there. I give you a place to sleep and you're leaving without a word of thanks?
I don't talk. It's my thing.
That's our whole thing.
I'm coming with you. I have a feeling I can get out of here if I tag along. Besides, you won't be able to make it inside that tower alone. I'll open it for you.
Sprig joined your party.
Good. I guess.
We did it.
Confirm.
Sprig joined your party. Go down, yes. Boop, 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 boop.
Boop, 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 boop.
But yeah, so I... Yeah, we did it. How strange, but we did it. I could be mistaken, but I think in Persona 3, I don't think you can do everything. At least on the original release. They might have changed it in Portable or FES. And also, I could be wrong. Maybe you could in the original. But I was always under the impression that you could get, like, close but not all. And even if I'm wrong, at the very least, believing that, like, frees me.
Right.
Because then I'm like, I can do anything.
Yeah. If it feels like you're not going to get all of it no matter what you do, then that's a very different proposition.
Yes, I agree.
From, like,
yeah.
Oh, it's if you do it right, then it's fine. And if you do it anything but the right way, then you're fucked. And so we, you know, because they're expecting you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you. I get you.
I'm
going to pretend you didn't tell me that about Royal, though, because one day I want to play it. And if I know that, I'm not going to want to play it.
Well, like, so to contrast it, a friend got Pillars of Eternity 2, and I had Pillars of Eternity already, so I reinstalled it. At first, I planned not to play it at all, and then I started playing it, and it's very delightful if you like a Baldur's Gate type game. And so, like, you could do a lot of quests, but, like, sometimes if you help the, you know, one guild, then the other guild hates you. And so, like, you can't do every single thing, and maybe you miss a quest or whatever, but, like, yeah. You can do it at your own pace. And it's not super player creative, but, like, you're having a little bit of an impact. And so that feels a lot more fun to do.
My main issue with those games is just I really don't like real time with pause. It's purely a gameplay thing for me with those. I really don't like real time with pause.
What is... Oh, my gosh.
Just make it turn-based or action. I don't want no halfsies.
The friend of mine who had played Pillars of Eternity 2 and made me interested in playing Pillars of Eternity 1 again also had basically the same complaint. He wants Divinity Original Sin 2, where it's like a tactical turn-based thing. And I'm like, no, I don't... No. That's all... Because, so, in a ball... In the real-time type thing, you can, like, walk into a situation, and with quick saving and quick loading, they're very fast in these games. And, like... You can tell within a few seconds if you need to pay attention to a fight or if your characters can just auto-fight their way through the fight and be done in, like, 20 seconds. And you can just move on. Because, like, not every counter is important, necessarily. And I like that there can be unimportant encounters because the fights can resolve themselves quickly. When it's, like, a turn-based... Like, you can't really have an unimportant fight in Final Fantasy Tactics. Because even a random encounter is, like, 20 minutes... You know?
I think the Shadowrun games are pretty good for that, in that there are still, like, fights that don't matter, but typically in the fights that don't matter, you just fucking blast through dudes in, like, 2 turns.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Games are very good. I recommend those ones.
I have
well, sorry,
the
specifically,
first one.
So I was about to say, first one, Dragonfall and Hong Kong are fantastic.
No, I heard that. I backed the Kickstarter, so I have the first one, but I don't think I have the other expandy ones.
Hmm. Yeah, if you're ever itching for some cool sci-fi turn-based. Oh, because speaking of TTRPGs,
yeah.
Shadowrun sucks as a TTRPG, but it's fucking awesome as a setting.
I like Shadowrun 4th Edition. I think Shadowrun 4th Edition with a few mods here and there is a pretty cool game.
I believe you. I think I played... fifth or sixth.
Oh, they had.
And it was pretty shit, whichever one
it was. There
are some
mechanical issues with those games.
Yeah. It's a shame, though, because, like, it was after I played the games, and I'm like, this setting is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I love the mix of, like, sci-fi, cyberpunk bullshit with, like, magic fantasy shit. It's so fun. It's such a fun... Like, I'm a rat shaman. I'm a fucking cyborg with a blade arm. It's like, yes. I'm so glad these two things coexist, like...
Yeah.
It's good shit.
Well, like, you know all those, like, limits and stuff that you have on how many hits you can get on different types of tests, like, based on a bunch of different things? Like,
yes.
Your physical... Yeah. None of that's in 4th edition, except that, the force of a spell caps how many hits you can get when you cast a spell... And the rating of the program caps how many hits that the program, that the hack attempt can get. But like,
oh, so they just added that to everything.
Yeah, they just took that system and put it on everything everywhere. So now you can't charm good unless you have, you know, whatever charmy, I don't know. It's not game balance.
Because my favorite thing about playing the tabletop game was character creation. Because then once I was actually playing, I'm just like, this is just not fun. But character creation was actually really cool because I did like that thing where you can change like your priorities. Like, do you want to be more skills or more stats or money? And I was like, money, top. That's what I care most about because I am going to make the peak fucking cyborg I can. And I spent about like $500,000 on the coolest cyborg body ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played twice and I went, oh, I hate this system.
Yeah.
Commissioned art for that character, even. I love that character.
Yeah.
Fucking everything. Because also, she was like, she wouldn't settle for anything less than alpha grade. Like, and even then, she was trying to save up. Like, that's why she was doing crime, was so that she could save up to get, like, the fucking, like, the illegal military grade, like, experimental shit. That was it. She just wanted the fucking sickest, dopest body.
I don't know. I haven't actually... I've heard people talk about 5th and 6th edition, but I have not looked into the book and made a character, so I don't know what the breakdown is. But I can tell you, in 4th edition, the higher grades of Cyberware and Bioware are a trap option at the beginning because they are so much more expensive. And they're not that much more, like...
I think was the case, but I was like, but my character wouldn't settle for lower quality. So even though, like, the value to money wasn't there, it's like, but the quality, you know? Like, narratively, purely narratively. I was like, I need the newer model. Even if it's, like, twice as much for, like a 10% gain.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to say as a sign-off to our listeners at the end of this? Do we think that we're going to play more Chrono Cross?
Now I was about to ask you, are we going to play more? I wouldn't mind still limping through, but I know you are really not liking it. So at this point, we finished the tower. We've seen the cool watercolor world. I feel like we have seen at least the first cusp of, at least get to blank, right? And so, at this point, if you want to call it, I am okay with that. Because I'm also not playing. Like, I wouldn't mind going further, but I'm not the one on the controls as well, so...
I think I
can leave it in your hands. You can stew on it if you'd like.
There was a lot of story stuff that was kind of neat towards the end there. But most of our time during this 2 hour and 49 minute recording session... was basically not good.
Yeah.
I feel like there's better ways to spend 2 hours and 49 minutes than...
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong.
Like, a neat five-minute section at the end.
Yes. That is true.
And, like, I don't... Like, even handing these files... to Brett and say, Brett, make something interesting out of these. I'm not sure.
It's rough. It is like, rough. I do feel bad when I think about the Brett edit.
When you edit X minutes of audio, it takes, you have to listen to it once to know it's there. And then you have to spend usually 1 to 3 times as long to like arrange it in a way that's going to make sense. And even if you're keeping it in a linear order, like you have to decide which parts to keep, when to stop and describe stuff, to go get files and like insert, do inserts and stuff. Like if you're doing anything other than the most basic, like apply a compression filter and export, then it's going to take Brett like 5 hours to edit this game session.
It is a lot of us complaining.
I don't know that this is a good use of Brett's time even.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. That's good. So what I have found out, which is also good, is it seems like you don't fall into the sunk cost issue.
Mm.
And that's good. That's a positive trait.
Now I have been sunk costed before. There is a show called Thousand Autumns, and it is, if you follow the show, I'm sure it's quite interesting. I watched it with my friend Kalani. Kalani appreciated this show, was familiar with the tropes, understood what was happening with these different martial arts sects and stuff. It's this Chinese martial art show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at first we watched maybe like 10 episodes, and then we took a break for a while, and there was a folder of episodes just sitting there, and I'm like, okay, we'll watch one more. And so like once a week we watched a few more. We got up to like 13 out of 16 done, and it sat there for like another few months, and eventually I'm just like, okay, we're just gonna watch the last 3 episodes. I don't care what happens. I just want 1 hour of time to pass. I want these 3 episodes to have happened in front of me. I'm not going to enjoy it, but I'm going to be able to put on any list that I finished the series. So I've sunk cost fallacied myself into like watching the last few of a TV show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But also that's like 3 episodes is like an hour or whatever. Like when you watch them all back to back and you're skipping the credits and stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's not... Steam says we played 15 hours out of apparently 30 or more hours.
And I don't regret the time spent with you as well, so that's
positive. I don't regret the time spent with you either, Ryan. Brett, I want to say I don't regret the time spent with you either, Brett, who is here with us in future spirit.
Yeah, I guess Brett can always just have these files, and if wants to make a half season, if wants to take out snippets to use out of context or in context even, the audio's here.
The audio's here. And it's mostly good audio.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't always separate the tracks, you know? Sometimes, like at the start of this recording, you and the game were in the same track for like 30 minutes. I would say we could play Final Fantasy IX. I think Final Fantasy IX would be pretty cool, except that's the next season of No Cat. That's the next game that they're going... They're not going to play 9 eventually. They're going to play 9 as their next game. And even if it's like, you know, they don't get to it for an extra year or whatever, I still feel like, I don't know.
What if we just No Cat them?
If we just No Cat them? What?
Yeah, we'll out no cat them.
We'll out no cat them? I don't know. I'd love to play a Final Fantasy IX sometime, but I mean, the other good games would be either Planescape Torment or Cosmic Star Heroine.
Oh yeah. That I'm intrigued by that.
When does Sea of Stars come out?
When does Sea of Stars come out? Sea of... Oh, I'm not typing.
I'm
Sea
typing.
Of Stars.
It comes out in 2023.
Oh, that's like tomorrow.
Yeah. Planned release date, August 29th. Oh.
That is a bit. That is a bit. Yeah.
All right. So I think in terms of creating something that people would want to listen to and enjoying the process of doing it, I think Chrono may have last crossed, maybe the last crossing.
Yeah, do you remember if Brett would edit Planescape? I can't remember if he said he would or if he would not.
I think he said that he didn't want to edit Planescape because he wouldn't know which parts are important or not if he hadn't played the game himself. But, like, anytime we're talking to an NPC, we're doing it because, like, something interesting is going on, and that's worth, like, I feel like even if you haven't played the game, by listening and also watching people play the game, you can get a sense of, like, you know, what's important. I don't know. It's not the kind of, I can't imagine a context where you would be cutting a bunch of interactions and then looking at the list of interactions that you're cutting and then saying, actually, I know that this is a secret that's going to be called back to later, therefore I will know not to cut this. Like, so here is an example of when this might apply. You go to the Millennial Fair in Chrono Trigger, and you talk to a bunch of different people at the fair, and then you cut all of that, except you keep the one bit where you talk to Melchior. But would you really go to the Millennial Fair and then, like, the players play and read all the lines and, like, are doing all that interaction, but then you cut it from the episode anyway? That doesn't seem like a realistic thing. Like, you'd put it in the episode, right? I think you would.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd put it in the episode. And then it's like, because if you're only keeping specifically things that are like callbacks to the future or whatever, then like that makes it too obvious. You know, you can't only have foreshadowing.
Yeah.
I don't know if Cosmic Star Heroine would be closer to Sea of Stars, and therefore we should just wait till later and do a Sea of Stars type game, and then do a different game in the meantime?
Yeah, that's the debate.
So yeah, we can try. I mean, I'm totally down for Planescape Torment. And most of the time, there is a main character who, like, doesn't have voice lines, but, like, you're picking dialogue options, so they basically do have lines. And then, like, you're speaking to another person. So it's a lot of, like, two people conversations that we could narrate pretty well.
That's fun. I do like that.
And then, like, I've played it before. So, like, you could be reading the lines that you want the player to pick. And then I pick the line and I read what the NPC is saying, you know? I feel like it would work really well for the two-person co-op setup.
Yeah. I like that. I like games that have text to read.
And there are other games in that sort of Infinity Engine-y format, but Planescape Torment particularly, I would say, has the most interesting fantasy story. It is not like Baldur's Gate is set in the Forgotten Realms, and Forgotten Realms was picked up by Greenwood to be part of Dungeons & Dragons because it is so thoroughly default fantasy. It's like,
yeah,
exactly default. Like when a bunch of, like, Japanese anime is being like, hey, we're in this fantasy game, and there's this knights and wizards and stuff. Like, they're basically copying what they're forgotten. Like, nothing in there would look out of place in the Forgotten Realms.
Yeah, Planescape is one I've meant to play for like 15 years also, so.
Okay. Well,
so that works for me.
Let's plan on Planescape, and if we have a bunch of audio files that Brett refuses to edit, then you or I could edit them together or something.
True.
I don't know.
That is true. That is true. That is true.
Or we can have just played a video game not for podcast content purposes. But that would be maybe too far.
That's absurd. That's absurd.
Wouldn't
I
at all.
Hate video games.
I also were you a Homestuck reader? Did you ever read Homestuck?
I tried, and by that I mean I didn't get out of the bedroom.
Okay. Because I have
familiar-ish.
I have Hive Swap Act 1, which I've never played it. I do not know what's in it, but I backed the Kickstarter, and then I heard that there was a number of delays during the development of this game. At one point, it turns out that like the person that had taken the first batch of money and was supposed to have made a video game made nothing with the first batch of money, and so like development had to essentially start over with a new group. But like Hussey had made millions at that point, so he like kind of just ate that cost, or like he didn't do a second Kickstarter or anything. But eventually a game came out, and it's Hive Swap Act 1, and I've been meaning to eventually play it. It's installed.
Yeah, I couldn't get into Homestuck.
I have played some of a game called Heaven's Vault, which is like a archaeology puzzle game. Oh, wait. Crap. I'm going to hit stop recording now. I forgot that I've been recording extra. We didn't have any sign-offs, right?
Oh, no. I think our sign-off was just how do we want to keep playing.
Okay. Oh, so the conclusion is no more. I'm gonna right-click on Chrono Cross right now. Manage.
Yeah.
Uninstall. Confirm uninstallation. There we go. There you have it, listeners. Chrono Cross,
the world,
1 out of 10 video game.
The world may never hear this, but I'm sure we will write in a Discord. I'm sorry, Hanny. I don't like this game much.
What is enjoy? Hanny, write me an essay. No, don't write me an essay. Make me a podcast episode.
Oh, that's good, actually. Yeah, now I want it.
You can make a podcast episode of any duration you're willing to make is how long I will listen. If you want to give me a 5-hour audio essay as to why Chrono Cross is amazing, I swear to you, I will listen to the entire episode. Tell me what you like about this game. That's my promise to you, Hanny, or Chris, or anyone that wants to tell me good things about Chrono Cross. You have one attempt. I will listen to one episode per person.
This is so bold. This is all Loka. I think if you like this game, I get it. I can see it. It's just not for me.
Yeah. I mean, we know some people like PlayStation games, so we know that not everyone is sane. Anyway, bye!